Shores, El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
A duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the station's auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
That's right, and right now we do have that. Is that going to play that?
Yes, still going.
Okay, because I do have a couple of officers out there that are at risk. All right, my officers are at risk, so I got, okay. Is that you, Major Newton?
Yes, thank you very much, Jay, it is.
And is that you, Billy Pyvel?
What? He's asking, yeah, it's him. Thank you very much for checking in with us, Jay.
All right, folks, I just want you to know you are listening to, my name is Jay Santos, of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and with me out there on a road and on a highway is Major Ellis Newton, and Major Newton is right now I'm a little bit nervous right now.
You're doing fine, Jay. If it means anything to you,
thank you. Jay Santos is my name. Major Ellis Newton is his. I want to know if you're okay.
Yes, we're fine. We're looking for this guy that was speeding. And he was speeding down Rosecrans, and every time we tried to do a flare drop, he speeded around us, and we were doing a frontal flare drop. And for people that don't know, it's when you get ahead of a speeder, and then you drop the flares, and you've gotten the drop on him. Essentially, what you're doing is you've gone faster than him, and you get ahead of him, and then you slow him down.
That's correct. But what has happened with this particular speeder?
Well, what's happened is he goes by before we can get all of our flares set up. So I need Billy, who is good, but Billy Pyvel is good, but he ain't that good. He's fast, but he's not fast enough. And Billy, we got to get on it. We got to get on the stick. You saw what he did last time, right?
Yes, sir.
What did he do?
He drove by with his pants down.
He did drive by with his pants down, and that's what I needed to tell you, Jay, and it's embarrassing, but that's what these punks do, to taunt you and to... See, they think they've got... never mind, don't worry. They don't... When I catch up to these punks, they're going to wish their mothers... Oh.
Well, there you go. That's the Citizens Auxiliary Police attitude, isn't it?
That's exactly right. When we catch up to these punks, we make their mothers wish that they never had them. And this punk is going to wish that he never had a mother that had him.
That's exactly right. So that's Major Ellis Newton, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Tell you what I'm going to do, Major Newton. I'll let you go. So you can get the next flare drop set up, huh?
Well, no, we're fine. We're at our next checkpoint. I'm pretty sure because I saw us go around this guy.
Well, let me take some phone calls, okay?
Sure, that's fine.
All right, let's go to Ben, and Ben is talking to us here in Denver, Colorado. Ben, hi, you're on with Major Ellis Newton.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the program tonight.
Thank you, sir.
I'm enjoying this guy who thinks he's going to do a flare drop. And he's going to get a speeder to slow down. That's a new one on me. I never heard of that one.
Well, if you have a question you want to ask.
Yeah, I got a question I want to ask you. What do you do when you get your flare strapped and you stand there and he runs you over?
Well, I can tell you, sir, I've dealt with a million of these punks, and I can assure you they're not going to do that.
Why?
Why do you think they're not going to do that? Because they will respect the voice of authority. Do you know anything about being a police officer?
No, I wish I did, but I don't. But I do know something about running people over. Not that I've ever done that.
Oh, so you've run people down.
I said not that I've ever done that.
Well, then what do you know about it?
Well, here's what I know about it. I know that a car weighs in excess of 3,000 pounds in some instances and can accelerate up to 400 horsepower, let's say. And a man is no match for that. Would you agree with that?
I asked you what you know about running people over, sir. I'm not asking you what you know about the weight of cars.
All right, well, that's fine. But I will tell you that the guy that you're trying to slow down, all he has to do is see you, and I think you said this other kid's name was Pyvel?
Yes, that's right.
All he has to do is see that kid, and he sounds like he's a big overgrown kid. He's playing with ice cream and a hot dog.
Wait. don't insult my sub-commanders, okay?
I thought he was a sub-sub-sub-commander.
All right, let me jump in here, okay? Because it sounds like it's going off rails here. Your name's Ben, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Ben, you're talking to a couple of guys who run, you know, I'm with Citizens Auxiliary Police.
No, I know that.
All right, so what are you trying to say? You know more about it than we do?
No, I would never say that, but I am saying that if I was in that car that you guys are chasing, that your sub-genius or whatever the guy is called...
That's Major Elvis Newton, okay?
I'm a major. All right, that's not a problem. You're a major, okay? You're a major, and I'm a minor. And you sound like you got a minor with you. That sub-commander, he sounds like he's about 15. Okay, so what's your point, sir? My point, maybe the guy's going to run you over. No, he's not going to run me over because we have the voice of authority. Do you know what that is? No, I don't. The voice of authority is when someone is driving along or he's a punk that's robbed up, and you say, drop to the ground. You use your voice of authority. Oh, okay. What a smartass. No, you really are. You're a smartass.
Sir, what do you hope to gain by just sitting there and being a smartass about it?
Well, I don't want to gain anything. I'm just telling you, if the guy sees you guys standing there, he's going to run you over. He won't have to stop. He'll run you over with your flares. I don't think so, sir. Not with the voice of authority.
Okay.
And, okay, that's the end of Ben there. Well, maybe I'll explain to people what we mean by the voice of authority, because Ben was sitting there all making fun of that and everything.
Well, the voice of authority, Jay, is simply this. Police officers know it, and it goes something like this. You dirty, filthy punk, drop. Drop on your knees. Drop. And you see, when you order them to do that, that's the voice of authority. You say, on the ground now, you crawling, stinking scum. Okay? And that gets them to just drop. They fall on the ground, they spread, and that's what we call in the Citizens Auxiliary Police the spread, or the spread out. You know what that is, Pavel?
Yes, sir, the spread out when a guy puts his arms on a wall and everything like that.
That's exactly right, Pavel. You're doing very well. Now, how are we doing with this flare drop? Oh, there he goes again, man!
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. What are you doing, man? I thought I just said I could finish the ice cream. Oh! The guy just went by again, you...
Okay, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's a classic example of not following orders.
That's right. You're eating ice cream. You're not dropping flares. What happened? The guy went by again. He went by again. You're an idiot. You know that? You're just an idiot.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah, no, I know you don't know anything about it. Why the hell we ever took you on? But your sister, somebody that I don't know who was it. Gleason, is that it?
Yeah, Gleason's dating his sister.
Gleason, banging your sister. All right, get in the truck.
You can't talk to me like that. You shouldn't talk that way. Put it down. Put it down.
Hey, Billy, come on. This is Jay. Now put him down.
You can't talk to me like that or talk about my sister that way.
I was only 3 of the house.
What?
I was only 3 o'clock.
I was only sitting around, Pavel. Jay, I'm coming back to the substation to get Pavel out of here. We got to offload Pavel. I want Gleason, okay?
That's the guy who's banging his sister.
I don't give a damn. I want him out of my van. I'm gonna get this plump, too. Don't worry about it. I haven't forgotten about him. No way.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have to take a break. Billy, if you can hear me, keep your hands off of Major Elvis Newton, okay?
He talked about my sister being a slut.
Well, you didn't mean that.
I didn't say your sister was a slut. I said Gleason was banging her, okay?
Ain't difference.
I guess so. But...
Okay, so we're having a little bit of operational problem. It's a command problem. I'm sure you understand. We're going to be back. We're going to get this punk, this dirty punk, this going too fast. I'm sorry. I'm very embarrassed.
Take it easy, Jay. We'll get him.
I just feel bad for you, sir.
No, don't worry. Just take me back to the substation, okay, Pavel?
Now we want to get the speeder.
Oh, I don't want to get the speeder. I want to get out of here, and I want you out of my truck. I'll be honest with you. I want you out of my truck.
Well, I want to get the guy.
You're not getting any guy. I want you out of my truck tonight.
All right, well, there it is, folks. That's Cole Harfax. And so we'll probably have Sub-Commander Gleason take the place of Pavel. And we'll get back out on the road and try and find that speeder. This is the Citizens Auxiliary Police Show tonight here. Filling in for Phil Henry, I'm Jay Sanez.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. think you're going to get, like, want to have your own radio show?
I don't think so.
Okay, good, because you suck.
This is the world-famous Bill Hendricks Show.
That's what doing.
And this is Jay Sanis, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And what we have right now is a full-on. There is a chase going out there by Citizens Auxiliary Police Subcommander Gleason. And we have Major Elvis Newton. And this has started out as a basic flare drop. Is that correct, sir?
That is exactly right, Jay. But we are in a full-fledged now pursuit because this dirty punk, and I told you the punk wouldn't get away. We are going around a series of turns here. We're in the South Bay area. Go on. Come on. Press it, Gleason. Come on. Yes, sir. Thank God we've got Subcommander Gleason in the car, Jay. And we're doing everything humanly possible to track down this dirty punk. As I told you, come on. Go. Now, these kids...
Now, I just want to say one thing here, Major Newton. I don't want you guys getting a problem, you know? It sounds to me like it's getting pretty hairy.
What's that?
It sounds like I get pretty hairy out there. You going kind of fast? Everything?
I can't understand you. You know, there are days, Jay, when it's... I try. Believe me, I try. I can't understand a word. Do you understand him?
No, sir, I don't.
I can't understand you.
I'm saying to be very, very careful. It's getting hairy. It sounds like you guys are going pretty fast out there. That's all I'm saying.
We are going fast. That's what you do when you're in pursuit. We're going like a bat out of hell. Come on. Yeah, that's it. Tuck right up behind him. Yeah, I love it. Now, what Gleason's doing now, we're riding right up in this guy's bumper. There's no getting away from us. I love it. You can see it. Yeah. I can see he's sweating buckets up there.
Why won't he pull over?
He doesn't want to pull over because he's a reprobate, because he's a... Yeah, I love it. See, he's trying to German break me. He's trying to German break us, and it ain't working. Good moving. Good one there. Very good, Gleason.
Yes, sir.
Gleason's not falling for the German break. Look at that. No way.
Now, this guy's trying to German break you guys. At what point do you force him to the side of the road, sir?
Well, right now, I'm having a little bit of fun with him. We'll get him. But see, here's the thing the cops won't do, and that we... Cops don't have the guts for this, but we do. And that is, what I like to do is ripen them. Now, cops won't ripen a guy. They'll go ahead and just pull him over. But I like to ripen a guy so that he's so scared, by the time we pull him over, he spills his guts. He'll tell us everything. Dates, times, pickup points, everything.
Well, what if he's not engaged in anything worse than just speeding? You seem to indicate that maybe just speeding.
What's that?
What if it's just speeding and he doesn't have any other information?
Oh, he'll spill his guts, I guarantee you. He'll spill his guts on crimes that he hasn't yet committed. I'm just relaxing right now, Jay. I'm not sweating it. I'm relaxed. I'm just having fun. I'm not going to pull this guy over. Pull around side of him. I'm going to get around side of this guy now. So we're ripening the guy up, as we say, Jay. Yeah, he's scared. Hold on. Let me roll that. Hey! Yeah! You like this kind of party? Huh? What's that? I don't give a damn what you do for a living. You're what? I don't give a damn what you do. Guy says he's a cop. Off-duty cop. Pull over. No, bet just back off. He says he's an off-duty cop. Back. Turn around. I gotta get out of here.
Well, what happened?
It's a cop. It's an off-duty cop. Get out of here.
What do you want me to do?
Turn around and get out of here. It's an off-duty cop. I didn't know that. Turn the siren off too, you jackass. Go. Oh, Jesus.
Well, okay, so I got to explain to my audience. You guys were going to do a traffic stop.
I was going to do a traffic stop. I didn't know that was a cop. He's an off-duty cop. Is he behind us? Oh, God, that's all I need. On the night that I'm on national radio. Oh, you dirty... Who does that guy think he is?
Was that the guy that was going around a flare drop?
What?
Was that the guy who was going around flare drop?
Oh, no. Was that the guy going around flare drop? I don't understand a word you're saying, Jay. Not a word. You know? And I got bigger problems, all right?
I just want to know, was that the guy that was going around your flare drop?
Yes, that was the guy. No, man. Step on it, will you, Gleason? What are you doing, man, huh? What is this? Well, step on it!
I don't care if we're leaving the city limits now. We're up PCH. I don't give a damn where we wind up. I want out of here. Just get me out of this area.
Where do you think you're going to go, Major Newton?
I got to get out of here. And I tell you what we're going to do is just get as far up the highway as you can get. Get the hell out of here. If you're going to leave the state, leave the state. We are going to be gone for a while, as far as I can tell.
Where are you right now?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. If I tell you, what if he's listening? I'm looking behind me. I don't see anybody. Good driving.
Thank you, sir.
Maybe the guy's gone. I don't know. Boy, that scared the hell out of me. That scared me lily white, man.
Well, what I understand happened here, ladies and gentlemen, was that Major Elvis Newton was attempting to make a traffic stop. He was ripening the suspect. That was by way of tailgating him, honking a horn, leaning on the siren, and then they were about to go up next to him, and that was a further ripening process. That's called fruit drop, right?
Yeah, the fruit drop is when you get right up next to them, and you gauge by the amount of sweat on their face and how big their eyes are. You gauge, all right, is this when you just run them off the road, or do you keep ripening them? And I looked in this guy's face. He looked like he was ready for a fruit drop, but then he pulled the badge up. And now, you never know if those badges are real. You can send away for those. You can get them in a Cracker Jacks box. Most of the badges they give cops these days look like they come right straight out of a Cracker Jacks box. But I wasn't ready to take that chance. So when I saw the badge, that's when I told Gleason here to back off of it. Gleason made a very nice sort of a 360 spin, and we took off in the opposite direction. What are you doing now? What do you mean you're going to get some cigarettes? Keep going, man.
No, I'm going to stop. Take it.
Jesus, God, are you ready for this? What is my name?
Major Elvis Newton.
Yeah, I'm Major Elvis Newton.
I'm going to stop. Take it.
I got a guy here. That's an order. Keep going. That's a direct order.
Give me a break.
How about this guy? This guy Gleason, you know what? You're fired.
You can pay me anyway.
What? You don't pay me any?
Taking a dump in it.
This guy Gleason, who's banging Pyvel's sister, who you recommended as one of the top sub-commanders?
That's right.
He's pulled over to an AMPM. He says he's got to take a dump, and I'm supposed to sit here. He disobeyed a direct order. I said, keep going. And he said, ha, 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 some smart-ass thing like that.
I'm shocked, sir. I really am.
Well, okay, so you're shocked. I'm the guy that's out here with him. I need someone to come out and reconnoiter. I need pickup. I need pickup and extraction. Pickup and extraction.
Sir, I don't know if we can get anybody out there right now without you telling me where you is.
I'll tell you where I am during a commercial break. I don't want you to know right now, okay?
But you said you're on Pacific Coast Highway.
Well, I guess now I did. God.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, that's okay.
I thought you said you were on PCH.
Okay, there it is again. We got to get out of here now.
Do you see any black and whites?
What do you mean, people?
No, sir. Cars.
Yeah, no. No, I don't. Not yet, no. I don't see any black and whites, but I don't know whether there's any undercover. Most undercover cars have those cheap-looking black walls and the antenna.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. Most undercover cars. What'd you get?
I got some nachos and some cheese. No, I got these curly fries.
What's that?
I said a marble cup. A marble cup. Some chips. And what does she got? Got some chips. And the chips.
Oh, I got to tell you, Jay. Oh, you are some kind of ass. Baked chips.
Okay, are you guys going to take off?
Yeah, but he came out with food.
Yeah, but you guys said you need to take off, and he was going to stop and take a dump.
Well, he did more than that. He bought food, and I don't mind that, but he bought baked chips. God, these taste like... Oh, man, I wouldn't eat these with your mouth.
Well, I tell you something right now, General, Major...
Would you knock it off with the General? God, are you retarded? Oh, Jesus. Are these Laura Scudder?
Lays.
I got your leads. All right, Jay, what we're going to have to do is get out of here and throw these out. I don't want to tell you. I can't eat those. And we're getting out of here. I'm going to see if these cops are following us. If not, we're going to double back to the substation. I think we're probably going to be okay because I haven't seen anybody.
in the last half hour. But that was a close call.
All right, Major Newton will meet us then. You'll meet us back there at substation?
Well, we'll go back. You're going to stay where you are, right?
That's correct. Yes, sir. All right, we'll be taking a break right now. Major Elvis Newton and Subcommander Gleason, who had to basically run away from a undercover police detective that they had been following and that they were attempting to pull over using the ripening and fruit drop method, but it turned out to be an undercover cop. We'll be right back. Jason Bill, Assistance, Auxiliary Police. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch, and, of course, we're online at Phil. What am I doing here? I thought it was Jay Santos. What happened to Jay?
I don't know. All of a sudden, he's just disappeared.
That's right. Well, get him back in here, man, because I'm not going to do this show.
Why not?
Because he's filling in. That's why not.
I don't know if he went back to the substation or not.
Well, I'll tell you something right now, man. If he doesn't come back from that substation, because even though we've only got another, like, 30 minutes or so to do, I want him back here and finishing this out. Do you understand? In any event, folks, welcome back. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Now, I want to remind you that we're online at philhendryshow.com. That means at philhendryshow.com, you can actually see streaming video of our show tonight. And it is a beautiful picture. I'm looking at this thing on a big damn... man, I'll tell you what. This is almost better than a television picture. If you look at the video, the high-definition video that we have online here at philhendryshow.com, I suggest that you get yourself a backstage pass and access to the best website, really, with the most audio of any radio website anywhere, any radio show website, and that is philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. All right. Jay Santos is going to come back in here. Come on in, Jay.
And by the way, Phil, I want to thank you very much.
My pleasure.
For allowing us to finish out here. We are at a substation right now. I've got General, I don't know why I keep calling General. I've got Major Elvis Newton. Major Newton, sir.
You keep calling me General, and I've got to get a complex here, okay? I don't want to be a general. I work for a living, okay? I'm a major.
Isn't that like a non-commission, though?
I don't know. Now, I don't know, Jay, and all of your questions really irritate me.
I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, it's all right. It's just been one of those nights. We're going to let the audience in on something here, Jay, tonight at the substation, which is essentially Billy Pyvel's mom's house. And I say that because I want people to know that we don't have a fancy place where we can go. We have to use people's kitchens and basements, and that's how bad it is. Nonetheless, we push on. I want to let the audience in on an interrogation. Now, what had happened last night, and this has been happening up and down this street, Jackson Earn, who is one of our neighbors, was having a barbecue, and someone took about 7 or 8 pieces of chicken off of his barbecue, just absolutely stole it. Now, that sounds like an insignificant thing. But I can tell you that in my world and in the world of any police officer, theft is theft. Stealing is stealing. And you may just be pulling chicken off of a guy's barbecue one day, and the next day, you're raping his wife. Okay? You understand?
Yes, sir. I totally understand. That's how you trained us.
That's right. So I want to go into an interrogation room right now. Is this the guy? What's his name? Jason Mean. Jason Mean?
Yeah.
All right. Jason, how you doing?
Hi.
My name is Major Elvis Newton. I'm going to be doing the interrogation of you. You got everything you need? You got coffee?
Yeah. What am I here for?
You're here? You don't know why you're here?
Uh-uh.
You don't know why you're here?
No.
What'd the officer tell you?
What officer?
What officer? Officer Gleason right there.
Well, the guy that's wearing that shorts?
Yeah, the guy that's wearing the shorts is an officer of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You know what that is?
Oh, yeah, you were the guys that wear the pith helmets and stuff?
That's right.
Yeah, my mom was...
Your mom was what?
Nothing.
Your mom was what? I said your mom was what?
My mom was laughing about it.
Laughing at us, huh? I wonder if your mom's going to be laughing. Close that door, Jack. Close the door. Is your mom going to be laughing when she finds out that you are a thief?
What are you talking about?
Did you take chicken off that guy's barbecue?
What?
Did you take the chicken off that? I'm not going to play games with you, man. Okay, we got three witnesses that saw you running away. What are you laughing at?
I don't know. It just seems stupid.
Gleason, if you laugh, swear to God, man, I'm gonna let Pavel have his way with you. You know that I've been keeping Pavel away from you. You're having sex with his sister.
He is?
It's none of your business. Shut up. You're having sex with his sister. You know he's already on the edge. You know that he's got that mentally deficient strength, you know, that what they used to call retard strength, but you don't call that anymore. So, you know, he can break you in half. You know all of this, don't you?
Yeah.
Then don't laugh.
Oh, sir, it's just chicken.
Now, hey. Today, chicken. Tomorrow, your daughter. Okay, you. Hey, sit down.
Yeah.
You take the chicken?
Can I get chicken? You talking about Mr. Boulou's house?
Mr. Boulou's house? Who the hell is he?
Mr. Boonman's house.
Yeah, Boonman. That's his name.
I got some chicken, yeah.
Did you take all eight pieces off that grill?
No, I didn't count it.
Well, okay, I'm going to charge you. Oh. So you took the chicken?
Yeah, okay, I took the chicken.
And then what are you lying for?
Nobody asked me if I took chicken.
Did you ask him if he took chicken?
Oh, no, I just asked me a question.
Kid, I'm going to tell you something. I know all about punks like you. Dirty, little, filthy punks that have been dirtying the street up for years. You guys go up and down the street taking chicken and, you know, taking a crap on someone's sidewalk. Are you the guy that left that? Did you leave that on my sidewalk?
What?
Somebody took a dump on my sidewalk and left a sign in it.
Well, maybe.
So that was you.
Yeah.
Because everybody hates you, and they hate the Citizens Police. No, they don't hate the Citizens Police. Only dirty, greasy punks like you. Hey, watch it. I'm going to kick your ass. You're a dirty, stinking little punk.
My dad's a lawyer.
Ooh.
He is.
Ooh, your dad's a lawyer.
When he gets done with you, there won't be enough left for you to stick in your piss helmet.
Ooh. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here. Go on, dirty punk.
So that is a pretty classic Citizens Auxiliary Police interrogation. How you feeling, Major?
I feel great. I feel great because I sweated that punk down. And we found out who took the chicken. Guess who? That punk. Just as we thought that he did.
Now, what is the offense that we're going to charge him with?
Well, the offense is stealing. He stole, and he stole from someone's grill. I don't know what the law is. The law says it's theft, and it was the theft of, I think Gleason knows, Gleason.
What's the amount? Probably the theft of something in the amount of less than $20.
Well, okay, you can say that, but it's basically it's theft.
But again, so he stole. Will he spend a night in jail, or what's going to happen to him?
Well, right now, you know, we're not telling him that he has to stay, but he probably thinks he does because he's all nervous. The thing that he did that made me angry was he was making fun of our pith helmets, and he said that his mother was laughing at me specifically. That kind of thing really bothers me, so I'm going to keep my eye on this punk. Hey, you, kid, get out of here. I'm going to let him go.
Talking about, man. Let him go.
Get him out of here. We didn't spend all night looking for him. We spent all night looking for that guy that was speeding. Turned out to be a cop. You almost got me killed, Gleason. Killed. Do you understand?
General, excuse me.
You call me General one more time, I'm going to pull the tongue right out of your head.
Sorry, sir.
You understand me?
Yes, sir.
You call me General one more time. One more time. And I'll pull the tongue out of your head. Do you understand me?
Yes, I do, Major Gleason. Our Major...
Oh, you...
Major Newton, I'm sorry, sir.
You know something? The only thing that keeps you alive, the only thing that keeps you alive, man, is the fact that your wife makes fantastic Rice Krispie squares. That's it. That's the only thing that keeps you walking this earth upright. Do you know that?
How do you feel about that?
I understand it, sir.
You do? The only thing that keeps you alive is that your wife makes Rice Krispie Squares, and I happen to like those. Otherwise, you're dead. You're a dead man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you, Gleason. I'm going to tell Pyvel about you. And Pyvel, where's he? Oh, he almost tried to kill me. I'm going to have him killed? That kid? I'm disgusted with Ollie.
All right, so...
Yeah, you better... He's walking out of here.
All right, so... Major Elvis Newton, who just completed the interrogation of young man Jason from a neighborhood on stealing a barbecue chicken, and then also told us basically, you know, what's up. He's not having a good night. Citizens Auxiliary Police not having a good night. That gentleman that was speeding turned out to be an undercover cop, and Major Newton, and I've been calling him General all night, so that pissed him off, so... Not good.
Why do you keep going that?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I want him to be a general. Maybe it's because I can't understand why I'm saluting a guy with a lower rank than me.
Well, what rank are you? You said you're Brigadier Admiral.
Yes, I am Brigadier Admiral, and which there's no such thing, really. There's no equivalent in any other branch of the service.
But how do you know that's a higher rank?
Well, I mean, Admiral is.
Yeah, a Brigadier Admiral.
Well, that's true. I don't know. I'm going to have to think on that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back here. This is the Citizens Auxiliary Police tonight, broadcast. It's been pretty weird. There's no question about it. We'll go back to some of your phone calls, too. We come back, and you ask me about law enforcement when we get back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
You're embarrassing to the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I'm not the one out there trying to...
Hey, don't talk to me.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back. My name is Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're going to be doing a Citizens Auxiliary Police show up to top of the hour, and then Phil Hendry going to take back over again because we've had a series of very unfortunate incidents tonight, including Major Elvis Newton threatening to pull my tongue out of my head. we're going to have to, you know, go and see about that, as well as possibility that the entire substation is going to be arrested by an undercover police officer that they were chasing tonight and found out it was a police officer, and they had to turn around and speed the other way, and then that guy turned around and chased them. So we had a couple of chases. We chased him, then he chased us, and that's never, you know, very good, but sort of embarrassing. Also, the interrogation of that punk kid, turns out kid's underage, parents didn't know he's here. He is a thief, but... You can't hold a kid against his will, even if, you know, are talking about him taking chicken. So even the kid took the chicken down, Major Newton is in a world of hurt. We also have this from our police blotter. Game of Thrones star Clive Mantle, not Mickey Mantle, but Clive Mantle, who is in a movie, TV show Game of Thrones, has had part of his ear bitted off during an attack at a hotel. I know it sounds like a joke. I know it sounds kind of funny, but it's funny, but it's not a joke. It's probably not even funny either, but, it's not funny, but it is a joke. So you can't have it both ways. You only got to have it one way.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that in, but, I guess you...
No, it's not funny. It ain't a joke. You got his ear bit off.
Yeah.
All right. It's not funny, and it's not a joke. The 55-year-old actor, who's also appeared in a long-running BBC medical drama Casualty, which I never heard of because that's on a BBC, which is not in America. That's over in the BBC, wherever the BBC.
That's in England.
Okay, that's in England. Underwent surgery to save his ear following the early morning attack on Sunday. Now, this guy, he's staying at a travel lodge in Forster Street on Newcastle's Quayside after appearing in a touring production of The Lady Killers at the city's Theatre Royal. The 39-year-old man from Hamilton, South Lancashire, or some kind of a thing like that, he'd been charged with wounding with intent. He'll appear before a Newcastle magistrate. Now, it's believed Clive was attacked at 4:30 a.m. after he was asking other guests to keep a noise down.
Now, a spokesman for the actor's agent, London-based Sarah Band Associates, said the police and ambulance crews were called after the attack, and part of his ear, which was severed, got reattached. Clive's going to see a specialist in Oxford tomorrow to see if that has been a success. Can you imagine, as being an actor, and you got your ears, like, is gone, and people are going to notice that. First thing they're going to do, and I can tell you this as a police officer, and as a member of law enforcement and Citizens Auxiliary Police, first thing you're going to do, if you get a job on a TV show, and let's say you play, I don't know, let's say they hired you to be like a waiter, you know? Well, first thing the audience is going to do is look for the ear, see? Now, what's the last time you were looking at a waiter's ear? Probably never in your life. That's what they're going to do with this. So that's going to be a strike against him. I don't know if we can hire him, because they're going to be looking for the ear while that guy's standing there taking down orders for lunch, you know? So that, to me, is a red flag. Anyway, and, you know, but I'm not an actor, and I'm not the kind of guy. I don't go around hiring them. I don't know how they do it. In the meantime, he's not going to be available to play in the Lady Killers in Manchester, as he had been told he must not get makeup near the wound, the agent spokesman said. So that means that he can't get a fake ear on there, you know.
Why not?
He's not allowed to get no makeup up there. See, I'm talking as a police officer, I would want him to put a fake ear on so that we could, you know, track down the guy. Maybe the guy wants to come back, get the other ear. But if he can't even put on, he's not even going to be there, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference, man. Can't get a makeup on there.
I'm talking about fake ear. I'm not talking about makeup.
Yeah, but a fake ear is going to have it.
Where are you going to get a fake ear?
They make him at the hospital, put a fake ear on her, and then he can go out and do the TV show.
Well, it's like a play.
Or the play. Anyway, he is very badly shaken up. He sounds very wobbly. I would be too. Mr. Mantle, who is over 6 feet 5 inches tall, played Great John Umber, a northern lord in the first series of Game of Thrones, and casually he plays a surgeon by the name of Mike, probably now it's going to be Mike One Ear Barrett. You know, and I don't mean to make a joke, but that's probably to do.
Yeah, you got to get a doctor with one ear.
I think he'd probably play pretty good with a character that he plays. You get a doctor with one ear, I don't think there ain't be a problem there at all. All right, let's take a phone call here, and this is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police taking your law enforcement questions. 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over here to Steve. Steve, hi. You're on with Jay Santos of Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Hey, Steve. Jay, this is Steve. And I understand you were chasing down a police officer earlier this evening. I'm not the cop that you were chasing, but I am a cop. I'm not a Los Angeles cop. I come from East Coast. But I wanted to ask you, did you really think you were going to chase a cop and get away with that? Or how does that work in your mind?
Well, sir, I didn't know he was a cop.
You didn't know he was a cop. So when did you find out he was a cop?
When he showed me his badge.
And when he showed you his badge, why didn't you pull over?
Because I didn't want to get... it wasn't me, by the way. It was my you know, Major Elvis Newton.
So why are you saying it was you?
Because, sir, I frankly am... I'm not thinking clearly.
Why aren't you thinking clearly?
Because I drank some cough medicine.
You drank some cough medicine? Why?
Because I've got a little bit of a problem with that stuff. I drink that syrup. I like it.
Oh, so you're a syrup head. So you like that, what is it, Romalar?
If I can get it, yeah. Like anything's got codeine in it or anything sort of that.
You don't tell people that.
I've got to tell them. He's a police officer.
So you're a codeine head. So you're drinking cough syrup and you're working on the air.
Yes, I am.
And you don't feel at all weird about that?
I feel weird right now. I feel my mind isn't working properly. I made the mistake of saying that I was the one that was that chased the cop when it was Major Newton.
Maybe you're just trying to take the fall for him.
No, I would never do that for him. I mean, I admire him, but I would let him rot in a hole before I took his, you know, I want to be free. I want to be free as the wind.
You want to be free as the wind, huh?
Yes, I do.
So how long have you been drinking this cough syrup?
Off and on since I was a teenager.
Off and on, huh? And maybe that's why you were never a cop, huh?
No, that's why. I never made it as a cop because I've been drinking cough syrup, and I had a huffing problem for a while. It wasn't bad, but it was bad enough.
Oh, say. Must have been bad enough. You didn't make it as a cop, so you start your own fake cop force, huh?
I don't think it's a fake cop force. I didn't start it.
This guy, what's his name, Newton?
Yeah, Major Elvis Newton.
That was the guy who was chasing everybody.
Yeah, what are you, writing a book?
Am I writing a book? Now, I just want to know what kind of circus you guys are running there.
We're not running a circus, sir. You're asking all these questions. I want to know if you're writing a book.
No, I ain't writing a book. I want to get some information on what you guys think it is you're doing. You're chasing down a cop. You're harassing people. You got some kid. You pulled him in there over, you know, his parents don't know where he is. You're drinking Romalar cough syrup. You guys sound like you are a jeopardy. You put people's lives in jeopardy. How do you feel about that?
I don't like the idea of putting people's lives in jeopardy. I don't like the idea of it, but yeah, I am doing that.
That's because you're drinking cough syrup.
Yes, that's exactly right. I'm not going to deny it. I put people's lives in jeopardy, and I should have been a cop, but I'm not. It's because I drink cough syrup. And I have huffed paint, a huff glade.
What else you huff?
Spot remover, I think I've mentioned that. I've huffed dust off. Puffed a lot, you know.
And you're a cop, and you huff, and you drink cough syrup. You smoke weed?
No, I do not, no.
Take pills?
Yes, I do.
Prescription?
My wife's.
Your wife's pills.
Phil Henry.